Tribe caught up with Kate Bush in London.
Can you tell us how you came to write Babushka?
How I came to write it? Yes, it was really a theme that's fascinated me for some time. It's really based on a theme that's used a lot in folk songs, which is where the wife of the husband begins to feel that perhaps he's not faithful. And there's no real strength in her feelings. It's just more or less paranoia, suspicions. And so she starts thinking that she's going to test him to see if he's faithful. So what she does is she gets herself a pseudonym, which happens to be Babushka, and she sends him a letter. And he responds very well to the letter, because as he reads it, he recognises the wife that he had a couple of years ago who was happy in the letter, and so he likes it. And she decides to take him even further and get a meeting together to see how he reacts to this Babushka lady instead of her. And when he meets her, again, because she's so similar to his wife, the one that he loves, he's very attracted to her. And, of course, she's very annoyed, and the break in the song, it's really her just throwing the restaurant at him. So there's, like, cutlery, vases.
Because he actually is unfaithful.
Going straight across the room. No, he's not. He's not. He loves her very much. And the whole idea of the song is really the futility and the stupidness of humans, and how by our own thinking and swilling around in our own ideas, we come up with completely paranoid facts. So in her situation, she was in fact suspicious of a man who was doing nothing wrong. He loved her very much indeed. And through her own sort of suspicions and evil thoughts, she's really ruined the relationship.
Babushka's a Russian word, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In context of the song, though, I just popped the name in because it felt right. And I presumed that I'd picked the name up from a fairy story or something when I was a kid. But in fact, it is a Russian word for grandmother. Oh. Something I didn't realise at the time. It just felt like a really good name for the lady.
You do your own choreography. Did you do the choreography on the video clip of Babushka?
Yes, I did. Oh. That's another thing that I enjoy, and I think probably why I can do it is because I actually write and create the songs.
Did you do the costumes as well?
Well, no, I didn't actually make them. I've got a fantastic costume lady called Pammy, who comes around and we discuss what the character is going to be like. Because, again, this is the thing, once the song has been written, whoever is singing that song isn't necessarily me anymore, it becomes the character. And in the video, it's very much two people. It's the wife, and it's the wife really zapped up to be Babushka. And so we had to get the contrast. That's very important. And in the video, what I was trying to do was make the wife very bare, very black, very sinister and geometric, and using the double bass symbolically as the husband. So she's sort of manipulating him and pushing him away and being very cold. And in the choruses, she's just Babushka, just completely free and wild and mad. And so it was really trying to get the contrast between the two characters and using the double bass as the symbolic gesture of the husband. Yeah.
You used to play violin, and you also play piano, I believe.
Yes, I do. Violin, I haven't touched for years. I learnt it as a child, and it was very useful for me, actually. I really did get some good things like music theory. That was very important for me. The piano is my instrument. That's the one I really play.
Do you write your songs on a piano?
Always with piano. I've never written a song without the piano. We write songs together. Yeah, he's my partner. The thing about arrangements is that although you can actually control the arrangements ultimately, so much of it is to do with what the musicians are giving you. Often session musicians will not be shown what the song's about. They just come in and they play G, D minor, A, E, and they go away. And what I wanted was I wanted to get them emotionally involved. I think it's very important because music is emotion. It's feeling, it's flying, it's spirit. And what they did was they allowed me to give them the song with the lyrics, with all the thoughts that had gone into writing it. And I think the end product has really benefited from them putting their feelings in as well as their very good technique.
Are you having trouble coming up with new ideas for songs? Are you running out of inspiration?
No. In fact, it really got good again. It's so easy that when you find a formula of how to write a song, you stick to it. And there's so many people that have fallen into the trap of they get a formula of A minor G C, and from there on every song will be A minor G C because they know it works. But I feel good artists, people like Bowie, Cliff Richard, you know, the real biggies, they keep moving. And that's the important thing about, I think, art, that you don't remain stagnant, you keep moving and pushing.
Kate Bush. Hey, now it's back to the romantic.